Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Last time, it's like a heat. What do they call it? The heat is so hot, it's like a blast furnace. In some parts of the country, James Collins down in Dallas at our at the main studio. So its temperature, you've gone down a little bit. You were 111, I think, weren't you at one point this week?
That's right. We were up to 111, and now we're looking at a cool 95.
Perfect. Yeah. Like springtime. Yes. All right. So that's good. It's one of the discussion topics this week, the heat and the global record that's been set for 3 days in a row. I'm sure we'll talk about that on our Talk Radio Review and the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which you will be welcome to, invited to listen to, as a lot of the same stations that carry this program carry that. So help yourself to that sort of info as we go through the first full week of July 2023. This happens to be the 7th, right? Yes, the end of the first week. How do you do? My name is Doug Steffen. There's Jay Kirshner.
I've had such a hard time typing out, because when I type out dates on files or anything, I do the numbers. Yeah. And I have had such a hard time doing 0706 or 0707. And I keep wanting to do 6 first, like it's still June. I am having such a hard time recognizing that we are no longer in June.
7/7/23. That's how you would do it. Some people write it out. I do that with my checks. I write out. Oh, no. Actually, I don't. It's but I was with you. I wrote a couple of checks out yesterday, and it was 6, and then I scratch it out. And people say, I can't cash that. And I say, try. Help yourself. So here we are with a review of a lot of different things, the usual conversation with a certain amount of urgency. This program is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motor, say it again, Doug, one more time, motorcycle, your boats, your RVs. It'd be a good weekend to be out in the boat, that's for sure, with a nice, peaceful lake. Ah, the water's warm. I was on the shore of a lake the other day. It was on the 4th of July, helping a friend move, and the kids that were next door were just running out the end of the dock and jumping in. It's like a scene from Tom Sawyer or something like that, so enjoy. It's good. Listen, you're going to have the global warming folks yell and scream about this sort of thing. It's not like you really could do anything about it. You know, they'll sell you a bill of goods that you can, and you might be able to help a little, but you're not going to change the course of the history of the planet, even though we've contributed to a point to the situation. Mm-hmm. After I saw or reviewed that business, I think we talked about it on Monday or Tuesday, the Axis, AXIS, the thing that the imaginary thing that goes from the North Pole to the South Pole, that is sort of the center of the planet. Well, that's shifting, and it has over the history of the 4 billion, 5 billion years the planet's been in existence, it has shifted a number of times. So that even though it's hard to believe that what is now the equator used to be the pole, the Earth is flipping itself around, which it does. It takes a long time to do it.
It's like a rotisserie.
Yeah, right. That's why we're baking, because it's like a rotisserie. Very good. All right, so anyway, with Progressive, you want Progressive to help you protect yourself on the road and on the water. See how much you can save. It's 800-PROGRESSIVE. Phone number and progressive.com is the address. So, what do we have that's going to inspire us? It's sort of, I'm in a childlike mood today, Jay, and that may be the impetus that compels me to seek out opportunities to play and be playful. I have to drive up to Vermont, cross the lake, and go into New York State tonight. And I, the last time I took this boat, it was in the middle of winter. And I have a on my side, shirts on my face. I think we posted it, actually. Me, my truck, sitting on the front of this icebreaker going across Lake Champlain. And it looked like the truck was floating on the ice. Won't be like that because the water up there is, I'm sure, nice and warm and pleasant. Be a nice little trip for Daisy and me. That's my opportunity to be playful. I might go up to Lake Winnipesaukee tomorrow, which is another great place in New England to go. So many people vacationing, so many people on the roads. Be careful as you drive because there are always those nutbirds. And we've talked about some of them this week, that their driving, shall we say, leaves a lot to be desired.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so what's the story with this fellow who handcuffed himself to Buckingham Palace? The gates there, they had to clear the area. The police are sort of confused, as are most other people, as to why somebody would handcuff himself to the gates at Buckingham Palace. Obviously, that's the big deal with the king and used to be the queen. The official royal residence is Buckingham. Anybody who's been to England, anybody who's been to London, certainly has walked down that boulevard or ridden down that boulevard to the opening that is Buckingham Palace. And so it's the magnificence of it. It really is. That's what I'm thinking of. I don't know what this nut guy is doing.
Well, he was threatening to harm himself. He just walked up to the gate and handcuffed himself, threatening to harm himself. They were able to get an ambulance service on the scene, and police were talking to him, and it seems like everything was okay. He didn't have ill intention towards anyone else, but you never know that. That's why they had to evacuate everybody in the area. And then the king and queen weren't even there. They're in somewhere else. Scotland? They're in Scotland?
They have plenty of places to go. Yeah, I think they're in Scotland, as a matter of fact. So, anyway, it's not like it was a big deal, but it's an interesting deal because we find ourselves paralyzed sometimes by the actions of one person. You were talking just before we went on the air about this story from a couple of days ago, this woman yelling to get off the plane and didn't, you know, I saw somebody in the back and I don't want to be on the plane with that person. So there's a postscript to that. You want to explain the postscript to that story?
Yeah, and it's one of those things that it's probably not real. It's floating around online, and it could just be a content creator doing something. But there's another video where it is somebody who claims to be a fellow passenger who was sitting near the area of the plane that this woman was. And he said that it's not like she was talking to an imaginary person. It was this guy with wearing a hood. And he's staring at her, and she's having this conversation with him, and she's responding to him as if he's talking to her, but he's just looking at her. He's not actually engaging with her. And then she gets kind of more irate and upset and then stands up, and a flight attendant comes back, talks her down a little bit. She sits back down, but then it gets to the point where she's just not having it. She goes to get off the plane. That's where that other video that's going viral picks up and everything. And the guy is saying once she exits the plane before everybody else is told to exit the plane, he looks over at this guy, and he's like, it didn't register at the time, but the guy winks at me. And when I was thinking about it later, he didn't wink like people do with the eyelids up and down. He winks like a lizard sideways. And James and I were talking about, like, how does that not, if that's real, how does that not register right in the moment?
Well,
so it's one of those things of, like, you cannot believe everything you see online, and it could just be somebody trying to get in on this or whatnot, but that's the latest video going around.
Isn't it amazing how that reminds me of the characters in the scene from the bar on the first Star Wars movie? Don't those, when you use your imagination a little bit, or that TV show V, where they weren't really humans, they were lizards, and they were about to eat up everybody on the planet, if I remember that all correctly.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. This is, flashbacks are, they're what they are, flashbacks. I opened up this can of worms in my mind. I had a dream about this last night, actually. The Ocean Gate Exploration Sub, if that's what you want to call it. They were continuing after the implosion and the death of those five people. They kept selling trips. Yep, here we go. We're going next time. 250,000 but they've seen the error of their ways, and so they have, quote, suspended all exploration and commercial operations, posted on the website. So is that the end? No more submersibles, no more traveling down to the Titanic? It would seem, at least for now, that would be the prudent thing. Is there another company that's doing this?
Well, I feel like there's another company that's doing this. Well, the problem with OceanGate is that so many people said it was not, the submersible was not built correctly. It was not up to code. Mm-hmm. It was very haphazard, and even though it had gone down so many times, it was only a matter of time before it deteriorated enough that something like this happened. And so I think that as far as OceanGate goes, they might have to sell or rebrand or change the name or do something, but I would like to think that moving forward, there would be more codes. There would be more people monitoring them.
So more supervision.
More supervision. And even if it's a private company, there still has to be some level of another business, another company that is overseeing the safety of this.
Yeah.
Like, do you need a license to do all of this stuff?
Well, there's so much government everywhere, you'd think there was a need or somehow there would be somebody. But it's new, and so nothing had happened, and so people do things, and then after the fact, there's government regulation. So, yeah, that's probably coming down the pike one way or another. Want to get away for a couple of nights? How about this? Free nights in Las Vegas. Uh-huh. I've got your attention, right? 800-419-DOUG. Call that number now, and you can be, if you're in the queue with the first 10 callers every time I mention this, get two free nights in Las Vegas. 800-419-3684. It's quite the opportunity, and it's pretty easy. You don't have to, there are no questions. You don't have to be the right caller. Just call 800-419-DOUG, and you'll win the two nights in Vegas. You don't have to buy anything. That's what I like about it. You don't have to buy a doggone thing. So the number again for your listening and dancing pleasure in Las Vegas is 800-419-3684. And if I were you, I'd call right now. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
My ride smells
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened to cross Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Freshness made easy with the three small spaces.
One continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathroom, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy, Febreze, la 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 la.
If you love them enough to turn off your music.
and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That's the portion of every hour that we talk about what's going on in social media, trending items about celebrities many times. And Britney Spears is back, and it has been 2 weeks. There's a drought on information regarding Britney Spears. So now she has been, there's an alleged reaction. There's a whole thing as we have security footage and things about an incident. So we'll talk about the latest focus on Britney in just a matter of moments here.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
And that's what happened. Somebody took that literally. Hit me, baby, one more time. So this is kind of a weird deal. Britney Spears was a fan, I don't know, maybe she's not anymore, of this player, Victor Wembanyama. Is that right?
Wembanyama. She and her husband and a couple other friends were going into a restaurant in the Aria Hotel in Vegas, and Victor happened to be right in front of them going in separately, and she's a big fan. She wanted to ask for a picture, so she went up to him to tap him on the shoulder, and the head of security, Damian Smith, he's the director of team security for the Spurs,
yeah.
he he backhanded her, basically, knocked her sunglasses off, and it was first alleged that he was hitting her hand away and hurt the force of it sent her hand flying at her face, but then other bystanders who said they saw the situation were like, no, he straight up, like, backhanded her.
Pretty damn aggressive, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, while they were all inside at separate tables, I guess the head of the director of security went over and apologized and everything. His security, Victor's security team and Brittany's security team had a conversation, but Brittany's security team are going to press charges.
Good.
This is actually going to be a criminal investigation.
Absolutely.
But it does
raise
the question, when you have private security, what level of force are they permitted to do to protect who they are hired to protect? Because in today's
society, on the
you
circumstances.
Don't know when people are going to, when they get that close.
Yeah. Well,
and he even said he didn't realize it was Britney Spears.
Well, that's what was the action of tapping him on the shoulder aggressive enough to elicit that response. From what I can see and hear, the answer is no at all. So, under the circumstances, do you sue him? Do you make an example out of this? Because I've seen things like this with celebrities. Even people, Britney Spears, I don't know that it's happened to her, but other singers have been in that circumstance.
Oh, there was a security guard at a Taylor Swift concert who got a little too forceful with one of the fans to the point where Taylor Swift was on stage shouting at him to knock it off, and then she and her people ended up giving tickets to this fan for the following night.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez, there's a video of her yelling at one of her security guards there was a fan that just tried to talk to her, and they got...
Yeah.
Really rough with the fans.
There you go. Oh, and by the way, the Aria Hotel, one of the great hotels, that was the one I was reaching for the other day when I was talking about calling for the two free nights in Vegas at 800-419-3684. There's a place to have fun.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So what do you do if you come home and you find that your pet is missing? If your pet is registered with a missing pet service or has an ID like a microchip, alert the organization to your pet's disappearance. Place posters of your pet not only in your neighborhood, but in surrounding neighborhoods as well. It's amazing how far pets can roam in a short period of time. And the poster should feature your pet's description. A photo is even better. That's why I recommend you consistently every month I take new photographs of my pet. So I always have a current one. And this is sad to say, but it does make a difference. Offer a reward. I'm sorry to say, but it works. Contact all of your local humane societies, shelters, police department, and veterinarians in your area and check with them regularly. Alert the newsboys, the mailmen, and any delivery people like FedEx, UPS. They know every little nook and cranny in the neighborhood. First of all, make sure your pet is safe and he can't get out. But if you do come home and he's missing, follow that advice and the return will be sooner than later. I'll more next time.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Dozens of people are injured after a bus crash in New York City. It happened yesterday when a double-decker tour bus and an MTA bus collided in Manhattan. First responders are reporting more than 60 people were hurt and over a dozen were hospitalized. None have life-threatening injuries. An investigation is ongoing. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is defending American industry during her trip to China. Yellen spoke in Beijing today at an event held by the American Chamber of Commerce and said she's been particularly troubled by punitive actions that have been taken against U.S. firms in recent months. She said in her meetings with her Chinese counterparts, she's been sharing the concerns of the U.S. business community, like China's use of expanded subsidies for state-owned enterprises and barriers to market access for foreign firms. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Food or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Rockaway Beach. Anybody know?
I do not.
No. Okay. I don't expect you to know everything. Jay Kirshner knows a lot. That's why she's here on the Good Day program, to tell the truth, to not be boring, to protect the innocent, if you will, on World Chocolate Day. We'll have to celebrate that in the food, yeah, the food section of this.
You're not wrong.
No, that's more food. Food for everyone. Free food for everybody. Doug Steffen, with Friday on my mind, those who contemplate the beauty of the earth find reserves of strength that will endure as long as life lasts. Rachel Carson, who is responsible for the focus that we have today on the, not the flora and the fauna so much as the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees, the things that need protection. She wrote that poem called Silent Spring. It was a focus on DDT and some of the other horrible stuff. The Monsanto-type stuff before Monsanto was around. He used to spray for mosquitoes. You probably, neither of you remember that. James Collins at the controls in our studio.
I recall hearing about it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So that's the person responsible. And so it's, you know, there's a lot of room for a lot of interpretation there. Speaking of that, here's the Australians making history again. The announcement was made this week by the Therapeutic Goods Administration. They have one of those in Australia. They have granted authorization for a prescription of mushrooms, psychedelic mushrooms, to assist in the, this is kind of like ecstasy, in a manner of speaking, these mushrooms. You've heard these stories about...
Yeah, the psilocybin?
Yes.
Whatever it is, the active ingredient in it.
Right, mm-hmm. Yep. So they're going to be able to use down there that sort of help for people who are depressed, people who have PTSD, people who are... they're basically significantly out of tune or touch. So the mental health people say this is a big advancement. I wonder if it will happen here, or is there too much focus? It's hard enough to get marijuana into the mainstream, if you will. But Australia does a lot of things like that. The first nation to do this, that, or the other thing. And so is this something that will hit its stride? Is this a therapy? Is this a movement? Mushrooms, a lot of people like I love mushrooms. I don't do psychedelic mushrooms. But apparently, you want to pronounce that again, Jay? Psycho?
I can't recall what it is. It's psilocybin, something like that?
Something like that. Anyway, apparently it can, this is a good thing for me to ask Dr. Ken about. It'll change your thinking patterns. It has the ability to alter these little mushrooms, if you consume them at a low, little bit here and there, it'll help you out. And by the way, the same stuff will lower the risk of your getting cancer. So is it worth it? I guess you'll have to make up your own mind about that. I would better be a while before this happens here. But
look at medical marijuana.
Yep.
When they first started using that as medicine, that's been medicine for centuries, really, when you think about it. But a lot of people are kind of like, how is this going to work? How is this going to really take full effect? And then now it's legal in a lot of places, just outright, not even medicinal. And with the mushrooms, I do believe, is it Oregon? There's a state that was working to pass mushrooms or did pass mushrooms, Colorado?
We have listeners in Oregon. If that's the case, I'm sure I'll hear from them.
Yeah. Psilocybin, that's the one. I could not recall the word. It's psilocybin. Mm-hmm. That's the active ingredient.
Yeah. All right. Here's the story of a man who survived, a fellow in Georgia, on the road to recovery this week after being impaled by a tree branch while he was driving through a storm. Now, just put your imagination into high gear on this one. He was out with his family for the weekend, right? His name is Anthony Sotelo. Mm-hmm. He and his wife were in a thunderstorm, and a tree fell on their car. Wow. This is no warning. Just boom. I always wonder about that in these big storms.
This is like a scene out of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. you're going into the emergency room. So they have had this fellow's, he's going to apparently survive, right?
It's
going to be a tough time. He doesn't have medical insurance, so there's a GoFundMe page that's been set up in his name, S-O-T-E-L-O, should you be interested in checking it all out.
And he was in the car, so his wife witnesses this. His 8-year-old son witnesses this.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to take the ferry across Lake Champlain tonight. So, of course, I'm looking around at things. Okay, what do I need to know? And I come across this story about the dock worker who brought all these stranded ferry passengers to his house. They were trapped out in the state of Washington. Ferries were canceled because of the weather. And so people were worried about sleeping on the street or in the car. And so this worker, his name is William Patterson, invited all of them, there were 10 who were stranded on the ferry, to come to his house to spend the night. Right? So there's somebody from Hawaii that was there. They had supposedly they had an Airbnb reserved, but they couldn't get to it, obviously. They couldn't get across the lake. So none of them, the Y was full. All of the campgrounds were full. Everything was full. And so this fellow says, okay, well, come on to my house.
I was just thinking that, too.
We got enough space.
What a nice heart.
Yeah. The world is full of wonderful people. And that's the point. Full of really great people. This guy's not one of them, however. Another person in the news this week, Allison Mack, television actor, pled guilty for her role in the sex trafficking case. It was tied to this cult. She's now out of jail. She was in Smallville, right?
That show. She played a young Superman's friend.
I don't know who she is. She's not that well known, right? She became more well known because of the sex trafficking stuff.
Well, when the show was out, because the show was one of those big hits. People knew her, and then I think she kind of fell off the map. And then she got into the NXIVM stuff, and she was found guilty of grooming women to basically be sex slaves for the person who was running NXIVM. And because she worked with authorities to get this guy, she got a very lenient sentence. I mean, what was it, 5 years? 3 years? 5 years?
Yeah, and I think she's out.
Very, very small sentence.
She put in 2021. So
it's still disgusting. That she spent Jeffrey such Epstein. A minimal amount of time.
Isn't this Jeffrey Epstein on the other side? That's what this is. Kind of
a different person, but
no. But I mean, it's sex trafficking. That's kind of what was going on with Epstein, right?
Yes. Yeah.
No small way. Wow, it makes people the way they are. That's what makes you. All right, another person in the news, got names in the news all over the place, from the outrage department, Jordan Williams. Charges against him, accused of fatally stabbing a 34-year-old homeless man on the subway in New York. Remember that from earlier? He's 20 years old, charged with criminal possession of a weapon with intent to use, charged with felony manslaughter. This was on the J train. Who knows what the J train is in Brooklyn? But anyway, he didn't stay. He ran away from the scene and taken into custody a couple of stops away. There was an investigation. So what do we take away from this? There are a lot of homeless people. Speaking of the guy who helped the people that were on the boat with him, but homeless people all over the place: New York, Los Angeles. You name in this name the city, there's a problem with homeless people.
Well, yeah, there was the veteran who killed the one homeless gentleman. Mm-hmm. Then you have this situation but apparently this other subway rider who's killed allegedly punched Jordan Williams' girlfriend, was harassing other passengers. I think they were it was very easily proven that this was a self-defense situation. And that's why the grand jury declined to indict him.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know. I guess I was like a lot of other people. You see this, and then you draw a conclusion that may not be accurate. And so at any rate, the situation still, homeless guy still dead. And then, so when these people, maybe we need that psychedelic stuff from Australia to help some of these people that are homeless, because a lot of them, you know, we all have been there and done that. Listen to some guy yell as he crosses the street and he's talking to himself, and it's very disconcerting. There's no question about that. Very disconcerting. And speaking of that, the Ninth Circuit, which is probably the most liberal of all of the all of the circuit courts, has blasted a ruling that they say is paralyzing the West part. This is the Ninth Circuit is for the West Coast. So these the circuit's looking at these judges who have taken collective aim at the idea of homeless people having nowhere to go. And the question that's been brought up in trial after trial is, do these people have the right to sleep on the street or on the sidewalk? And do they have the right to go poop wherever they want to? And so this is, here we go, the left versus the right again. The liberal judge says, yeah, you can do that. And then this week there are some scathing comments that came in as a result of this decision that was made. And so then who knows what's right here? One group of judges says it isn't right. Another group of judges says, yeah, it's okay. So there's a big debate about, and this is more about, you know, the politics of, I find having experienced homelessness when I lived, I've never been homeless, thank heavens, but I lived in a place for a winter in Venice. I've actually had a couple of opportunities to, instead of when I go to California in the wintertime, staying in Santa Monica, which is my preferred community, I got a couple of places. And this was in a really nice neighborhood. It was a home that was, you know, that had fences around it. And I got attacked. I got almost mugged by the homeless. So I have no, listen, there's no love on my part for this. I'd like to see them all sent somewhere else. That sounds a little tough or a little rough, but I don't like them, Frank. I don't like the whole situation. It's 48 after the hour.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory, then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with our focus. Jay and I do a lot of surfing in the food, farm, and family department, and these reports are a result of that. And it just so happens this one's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's a good thought pattern for you to think about O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts you need, the service you need fast from the professionals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Yep. Okay, you know the whole drill. Today, I promised we'd talk about World Chocolate Day.
Woohoo!
Established back in 2009. This day marks the anniversary of the day that this dessert... Is chocolate really a dessert? Chocolate's for any time. I have chocolate all the time. Morning, noon, and night. I'll probably go down and have a little chocolate right now.
There you go.
Just because I'm thinking about it. Anyway, candy stores, right? You can go any place and get all their, every supermarket. You go to the big box stores. They all have these big boxes of chocolate. It's really distract. When I go to the restaurant depot to get things for the farm for our celebrations and things that we need, cones and things for the ice cream at the farm, there's these big, huge boxes of all kinds of chocolate. And I think to myself, ooh, bring some of that home. And I do some.
And there's always some more when you're getting in line for the cashier. And it doesn't even matter. It doesn't have to be a store that has anything to do with food. And they still have some chocolate there.
Yeah.
So just in case you want some.
Right. Chocolate comes from the seed of the cacao tree. That's what I thought. Cacao, what does coffee come from?
What is it, coffee flower, cherry coffee flower?
They're
two different things.
You sure?
Yep, I am.
Well, listen, if you're sure, I'm not going to argue the case. How would it taste if you mixed chocolate with coffee? If you
good people do it all the time, yeah.
Do they?
Chocolate flavored coffee stuff, because you have the coffee that's always flavored. You have, what is it, the Frappuccinos. A lot of those are chocolate.
Are they? Yep. Okay. I'm drinking it and stuff. So, it's a treasure, and we learned, I think, recently that dark chocolate is not something that you should run, you know, the people that say, oh, it's much healthier, don't eat that milk chocolate. I don't like dark chocolate. But
both things are true, because it's just one of those things that there are chemicals and toxins naturally found in it. Just like with rice, brown rice has more higher levels of arsenic in that than white rice, because a lot of the nutrients are stripped out, but then some of that stuff is stripped out. So when you have the dark chocolate, it's more of the pure form that has a lot of these
toxins
already in them.
Didn't we have a recall, though? Of chocolate because there was metal in it or something like that. Don't I remember that here recently?
I don't think it was a recall. I think it was one of those things of like an alert of
don't eat it.
They have found that they have higher levels than originally thought.
Okay.
But when you think about that, some of these things that are just already in it, like brown rice, it's healthy for you, but too much of it is not because of the high levels of arsenic.
Got it. There's a warning. Here's another one. Foster Farms has recalled thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of pounds of mini corn dogs because of spoilage. Department of Ag inspecting has gotten complaints of an odor. Oh, yeah. Open up those mini corn dogs and smell that garbage, because that's what it smells like. It is gross. But the whole thing is gross. Bite-sized chicken franks. Dipped in batter, honey, crunch. Ugh, good God. Mini corn dogs. Okay, so take them back to the store. Foster Farms is pretty much available. I mean, you can find it in any of the big grocery chains. And they were produced a month or so ago and shipped across the country. It's yuck. So, if you have questions, I always love it when they send out these PR things. Bring them, call this number for more information. No, bring them back to where you bought them and get your money back. Period. End of story. And charge them $20 for your time and the gas. Here's another one. Don't make your summer salad with all this lettuce, tens of thousands of pounds of romaine being recalled by the GO Corporation of Minneapolis. Romaine lettuce contaminated with deer poop. Yum! Deer poop!
No.
Yay! Hey, you mean to tell me they can't clean these up enough to get rid of the deer? They're always wandering around eating stuff like that in people's gardens.
Yeah, but with the stuff that's hiding in that poop, don't you have to cook it at a high temperature to get rid of that stuff? And you're not really cooking romaine.
No, bring it back and get your money.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. Don't forget our American Family Farmer this weekend, too. You can check that out at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or the podcast at AmericanFamilyShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Help yourself to that. It's 59 past.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.